kingdom of God we want? In the words of Prabhupada, human beings, they like to have kingdom of God without God. Why God? I am God. Ishvaru aham. This is the diseased condition. Keep it simple. I was in America and they were talking of one formula they were sharing with me. They said, Swamiji, now we have a new formula here. I asked, what is that? Kiss formula. I said, I'm a sannyasi, I have nothing to do with the kiss business. They said, Swamiji, kiss is K-I-S-S, of course. They expand and expensive. Our formula is, keep it simple, stupid. I said, we are for it. Well, living simply would be difficult unless there is high thinking. Those who think high could possibly live simple life. But in absence of the high thinking, it's difficult to lead a simple life. We have made it, together we have made it very, very complex. Tough. Nothing glorious. Modern civilization is total failure. Srila Prabhupada, the last lecture series Srila Prabhupada delivered was in 77th month of April at the time of Ram Navami, downtown Bombay. Azad Maidan was a place, and this was a theme of Srila Prabhupada's topic. Modern civilization is total failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. So if it was true, and certainly it was, then some 30 years ago, how much more obvious it is now. So that high thinking is Bhagavatam. When you hear, study, recite Bhagavatam, those thoughts, that is high thinking. Krishna conscious thinking, God conscious thinking. Always, the thoughts are high thinking. No narrow-minded approach, short-sighted. Ayam nijaha padaha vetti ganana lagu cetasam udara charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Just high thinking could be like this, that to say, oh, these are my people, I am nijaha, but padaha, these are some outsiders. Ganana laghu cetasam. One who thinks like this is counted amongst narrow-minded, small-minded low creature, the lower nature, things like this, makes this kind of distinction. My people are, these are outsiders. My country, this other country, my religion, other religion, this, always dividing, splitting the world. Udara charitanam tu, for those who are magnanimous, high thinkers, how big is their world? How big is their family? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Everybody on this planet, Vasudha is earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is my family member. I'm part of that family. This is Krishna consciousness. Uniting the whole world, thinking all of us as one unit, not splitting, not breaking into pieces, ours and theirs. This thought doesn't exist in Krishna consciousness. My family. Because we're all Krishna's. We're all Krishna's children of God. So these thoughts Krishna is giving us. Mattaha smritir jnanam apohanam cha. From me comes knowledge. From me comes remembrance. From me also comes forgetfulness. If you have forgotten the Lord, well, that is also, it is because we want to forget. So that is also arranged by the Lord. The forgetfulness is also coming from Him. If someone is claiming, oh, God doesn't exist, oh, He doesn't exist, such thought also is kind of provided by the Lord, because you would like to think that way and he's so much attached. So go for it. Lord says, go for it. I will supply you some logic, argument, so that you could be established in your thought like this. It's coming from God. Like someone goes to see someone else who went to see, George went to see Thomas. Or Patil went to see Patel. What is that? He's knocking at the door and the Patil's son is the first one at the door. He opens the door. The Patel asks, is your daddy here? No, I'd love to see him. And little boy goes all around home in the house looking for daddy, and he finally finds daddy. Oh, who is at the door? No, your friend Patel would like to see you. Oh, that Patel again. Now tell him, I'm not here. The child goes running back to the door and tells Patel, you know, my daddy said he is not here. Who said? My daddy said. He's upstairs. And he said he's not here. So if someone makes that kind of propaganda, and a lot of that goes on, God does not exist. Who says? God says. Okay, go ahead. Think like that. I don't exist. Oh, do all them nonsense that you wish to do. I don't exist. Because if he's around, then I can't commit the blunders and sins, because he's going to take the nose and he's going to be law of karma apply to my situation and I will be getting some reactions. So I will just wipe out God. And you know, just me. And I could do anything and everything and no one is going to. I won't be held responsible. Some idea like that. It doesn't work like that. If the blind person says, sun does not exist, how much value is there in blind man's statement? What is his statement? Sun does not exist. Who says? A blind man says. But next to him there's another person with eyes and he's seeing the sun right there. He could describe the sun. The sun exists. One has no eyes to see. Other one is seeing sun face to face. So likewise, Krishna exists. Kalau nasta drasham isham. In this age of Kali especially, we lose the eyesight. We become blind because of the ignorance, the layers, thick layers of ignorance and another layer of ignorance. And then ignorance is bliss. Kind of situation. So high thinking is need of the hour. Then high thinking, highest thinking is provided by Srimad Bhagavatam. Being made available by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Haridev Prabhu said, oh, here we present. International Society for Krishna Consciousness presents Lokanath Swami. Yeah, but I was thinking, and Lokanath Swami presents Bhagavatam. We present Krishna to you. And of course, I'm not the only one. There are hundreds and thousands now around the globe. The students of Bhagavatam. And many of them are traveling around the globe and presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. In public forum like this, or we present book Bhagavatam, well, same thing, but printed form. Take this, sir, and go home. Please read this Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavad Gita, and you'll be surprised. Every few seconds, yet another Krishna conscious literature lands in the hand of a new person. We had a governing body commission GBC meetings in Mayapur, and the BBT or Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publishers, devotees in charge of that service. They're making a presentation to the ZBC members, and while they were presenting, there was a light that was blinking. Every few seconds, light was blinking. And for some time, we didn't realize why this BBT publishers are, you know, that light blinking. They explained, and each time light blinks, means another book has been distributed. So while we are sitting here for some time now, So many and many books, Gita and Bhagavatam, has been distributed. But the members of Krishna Consciousness Movement, and this way, I try to improve the quality of living, quality of thought, the consciousness, the attitude, the values. Nothing else would work. We guarantee nothing else would work. Why not go for it? Go now for Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Go for Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So this movement is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And he's inspiring, educating, enlightening, inspiring his devotees all over, and they're spreading the message. In the beginning there was a word, and that word was with God, and now that word in the form of scriptures is being spread around. So word would make us free, set us free from the bonds. Political freedom is not all that is desirable, but we should be fighting for political freedom. India did that, South Africa fought, achieved political freedom, liberation, independence. But there's much more to achieve than just some kind of political freedom, or that could be achieved through Krishna consciousness. Anyway, what happened to our Giriraj? Giriraj Govardhan ki. We went on some other kind of parikrama. Giriraj parikrama.
Common in all these different names. Bogey Miss Cow.
Cow has a big position in Krishna's abode. So Govardhan provides lots of grass to the cows, lots of water to drink, shady trees to take shelter of, protection from the sun. So, Govardhan, they become healthy, hale and hearty. The cows become hale and hearty. Vardhan is expansion, healthy, big cows because of Govardhan. Upananda, Nanda Maharaja's elder brother, when he proposed that we should leave Gokul behind, we should go to Vrindavan, and he gave the reason why Vrindavan. He said, there is Govardhan in Vrindavan. It's good for our cows. Cows, the big concern. And Radha and Krishna, they were still in Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual sky, and there was the planning to take avatar, descend into this existence. Radha said, no, I don't go anywhere. There is no Vrindavan. I do not go anywhere where there is no Jamuna. And I also do not go to the place where there is no Govardhan. So even before the appearance of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, in this planet. Now, Vrindavan had to appear first. Vrindavan takes avatar. So that Vrindavan, Golok, Vrindavan has Govardhan Hill, which has 100 peaks, Shata Shrangi it is called. So that same Govardhan descends, Jamuna descends, whole Vrindavan descends into this existence, and then when this scene is set, Lord appears. Then he has his pastimes. Acharya's Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he says, Mathura is superior to Vaikunth because Mathura is a place where Lord Krishna took his birth. Then he says, but the 12 forests of Vrindavan are superior to Mathura because in all those 12 forests Krishna performed his pastimes. Then he says, but Govardhan Hill is superior to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan because Krishna, he held that Govardhan on his little finger and honored that Govardhan Hill
then, of course, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada has only one more item to add to that list. He says, Radhakund is superior to Govardhan. Because Radhakund is Radha's kund. And it is as dear to Krishna as Radha is dear to Krishna. So in some kind of hierarchy, you could see Govardhan Hill is at the top of the pyramid or the list there. Five thousand years ago, Krishna performed his pastimes in Vrindavan. And now you go to Vrindavan and it looks a lot different from what it was like 5,000 years ago, or what you read about Vrindavan in Bhagavatam. Now it looks different. That place at the surface level, you need to go much deeper, and then it is there, all that 5,000 years. That's eternal. Vrindavan is eternal. But although Vrindavan has been transformed, the time effect, influence of the time is noticed there. But it is said there are three things that are still there from Krishna's time. One, Jamuna, same as it was 5,000 years ago. Two is Govardhan. And third one is the dust of Vrindavan. Dust that has been touched by Krishna's lotus feet is still there. Three items. Jamuna, Govardhan, and Braj, or Raj as it is known. The Raj, the sacred dust of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is there for a long, long time. It was there even when Ram appeared. When Ram was building that bridge linking southern India, tip of India with Sri Lanka,